This, of course, as you know, is Thanksgiving week. This Thursday is one of those great privileges we have in America that the Founding Fathers actually established a religious holiday and have acknowledged the fact that this country repeatedly, from its inception, had Thanksgiving to God as a part of our heritage. American history chronicles numerous events called the First Thanksgiving. Perhaps the earliest recorded Thanksgiving celebration occurred 57 years before the pilgrims we usually think of landed in Plymouth in 1621. I believe the first American Thanksgiving was actually at a small colony where persecuted French Huguenots who left France established a settlement near present-day Jacksonville, Florida in 1564. Their leader, René Laudonnière, recorded this. He said, "We sang a psalm of thanksgiving to God, beseeching him that he would please continue his accustomed goodness toward us." And 1564. In 1610, just 46 years later, a hard winter called the Starving Winter forced the colonists at Jamestown, another colony, to call for a time of thanksgiving. They had dwindled to from 409 down to only 60, and great suffering and death. The colonists then prayed for help, which arrived in a ship filled with goods and supplies, and there on the shore they held a prayer service giving thanks for God's blessing. Well, the Thanksgiving celebration that we have this week was not originally commemorated yearly. It was a celebration that was scattered around, but it became an official pronouncement in the time of Abraham Lincoln. Acknowledging this, and I quote, that Thanksgiving began as a holy day created by a community of God-fearing Puritans, sincere in their desire to set aside one day each year, especially to thank the Lord for his blessings. The day that they chose, coming after the harvest at a time of year when farm work was light, would fit the natural rhythm of rural life. And here's what Abraham Lincoln said on October 3, 1863, when he proclaimed our day of Thanksgiving. He said, "We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace, which multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God. While dealing with us in anger for our sins, he hath nevertheless remembered mercy." Then his proclamation, he said this, "I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States and those who are sojourning in foreign lands to set apart and observe the last Thursday in November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in heaven." Well, that's why this week we remember what our pilgrim forefathers have done. But even more, and picking up on your notes that you have, it's a time to remember another pilgrim, because sometime in the latter part of the AD 60s, Paul the Apostle looked out from the tiny grate that let the light into his subterranean dungeon, the Mamertinum prison. It was only a stone's throw from the epicenter of the world of his day, the Roman Forum. And outside could be heard the crowds as they surged to the Circus Maximus, to the games and to the great festivals. The mighty legions who returned from victory after victory with their dazzling displays of plunder and captives. And there, just 10 feet under the streets of ancient Rome, in a damp and dirty hole in the ground, in that solitary dungeon of deprivation and discomfort, once again, the Holy Spirit of God overshadowed the great apostle and began to breathe through him the very word of God. And as the victorious armies streamed into the eternal city, they had to pass within yards of that iron-barred dungeon. And if a legionnaire had bothered to take a moment to look down that hole, he might have seen the faint glow of a candle as a worn-out old man, bound with chains, hunched over a scroll and laboriously wrote some words to an old friend. And so in the late autumn of life sits the apostle who dominated the early years of the church. And here, as he awaited execution in this most undesirable spot, is St. Paul. Look at his words from this spot, and they're printed for you right there, 2 Timothy 4:6, as he says, "For I am already being poured out, spendomai is the Greek word, spent, as a drink offering," that was the Old Testament sacrifice of thanks to God, "for the time of my departure is at hand." What is this? This is the voice of the apostle of thanks.